The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, everybody. Please have a seat, everybody. Welcome, welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, today was the House of Representatives' last day of work for the year. And you know what? They deserve a break. In the last 12 months, they accomplished so not. One thing they did manage to do this year is fire the Speaker of the House for the first time in U.S. history. And today, that man, Kevin McCarthy, gave his stirring farewell address.
Do not be fearful. If you believe your philosophy brings people more freedom. Do not be fearful that you could lose your job over it. Do it anyways. I would do it all again.
But no one will let me. They don't want me here. Yesterday, House Republicans did approve a Biden impeachment inquiry despite no evidence of high crimes or misdemeanors. That's not generally how the law works. License and registration, please. Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, me neither. But, tell you what, I hear your son likes to party. Anyway, he could be driving this car. As you were. Before the vote, Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin explained the Republicans' evidence-free impeachment inquiry like this.
Mr. Speaker, you know, the reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime, and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit. It's a what is it? It's like an Agatha Christie novel where the mystery is what's the crime?
I don't know, Jamie. There are a lot of mysteries without a crime. I mean, America loved the CBS hit series Murder, She Don't. Some Republicans fired back, like South Carolina Representative Ralph Norman, seen here single-handedly ending the bucket hat craze. Rep. Norman insisted if we just give them infinite time, they'll find something.
The evidence, I think, as things come out, will finally show what the trail is.
Once we show what the trail is, it'll lead us to a series of breadcrumbs, and then the breadcrumbs, that will direct us right to a hint, and then the hint will suggest a map, which will finally bring us to a riddle inside a conundrum and smothered in an enigma sauce. The point is, I'm hungry. Who wants lunch? I could go for some pulled pork.
For some reason, he continued.
You cannot just not say you're innocent and not have to prove it.
Yes! Yes, you literally can. That's important. It's called innocent until proven guilty. This guy doesn't understand the law at all. Miranda rights. No way, I'm more of a Samantha. To be fair, before leaving town, Congress did tackle the nation's most pressing issue and passed a bill allowing schools to serve whole milk. I mean, what are the chances of that passing? 1%, 2% tops. Thank you. It's all part of Congress's new dairy campaign. Got anything that'll distract people from our incompetence? Campaign. Let it ride. For years now, schools have served only low-fat and fat-free milk on the advice of child nutritionists, which did not sit well with North Carolina representative and dog who just heard the word walk. Virginia Fox. Fox had an interesting argument for the benefits of whole milk.
The nutrients in whole milk, like protein, calcium, and vitamin D, provide the fuel Santa needs to travel the whole globe in one night. Protein helps build and repair Santa's muscles. Hoisting heavy sacks of gifts up and down the chimney is no easy task. It is calcium that keeps Santa strong and sturdy as he dashes from rooftop to rooftop. You see, it's not just the magic of the season that helps Santa deliver presents worldwide. It's also the fortifying nutrients of whole milk.
Okay. Okay. Okay, nobody tell her. She doesn't know. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Matter of fact, he's in our balcony right now. But even so, Congresswoman, should you use a very real character to make government policy? We can't make it illegal to sell human body parts. What's going to happen to the Tooth Fairy? She's built a successful small business by exchanging coins for baby teeth that she then resells on the dark web to the maraca industry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what happens
wow.
to baby teeth.
Wow.
That's what happens to baby teeth. The Tooth Fairy sells them to maraca makers. Think about that the next time you're listening to a... Yeah. You think it's baby teeth. Fox also attacked the nutritionists who advocated for the rule.
I'd just like to tell my colleague something that I think will be easy to remember about why we're doing this. Scientist experts built the Titanic, and amateurs built the Ark.
She's right. Everything amateurs build is better. That's why I sold my scientist-designed car and now commute by balloons tied to a bicycle. It takes me 9 hours to get to work, but on the plus side, geese hate me. Fox wasn't the only Republican with too much time on her hands. Derek Van Orden took things a step further and focused on all the questions all Americans are asking. What is milk?
The reason soy milk's not in there is because it's not milk. Neither is almond milk. Milk comes from a mammal.
Oh, really? If almond milk doesn't come from a mammal, then how do you explain this? Case closed. Oh, you're saying my graphics department made that up. Well, guess what? My graphics department are mammals. And we milk them regularly. It's not just Congress. It's the end of everybody's year right now, which means, and this is exciting, all the big prestige movies are coming out in time to qualify for the awards. And one I'm very excited about is the new adaptation of The Color Purple. And I'm not the only one. Exactly. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. I'm not the only one. My dear, dear friend Oprah Winfrey has been everywhere promoting this movie recently. She's been making purple cocktails. She's been unveiling a purple portrait in Washington, D.C., turning the Empire State Building purple, handing out tons of purple movie tickets. And on the streets of New York, she's even been handing out purple nurples. Now, one of the other big films that I am super
Steven!
Excited about. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look at that. Look at this.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It's resplendent from purple. Just stop the run.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, Oprah, I have to ask you. Oprah, we are so honored. Have a seat, everybody. We're so honored. You really are everywhere promoting this movie. Thank you for stopping by.
But, Stephen, I'm not here to promote The Color Purple, which is opening Christmas Day. I just wanted to be here to welcome you back from your surgery.
Oh, well, that's so nice. Thank you so much.
Your first day back. I want to be here for your first day back.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Monday was my first day back.
Oh, well, I was busy Monday, so Thursday worked better for me. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, thank you for being here for my first show back.
Well,
yes.
Very You're kind. So welcome.
Oh, well, that's so wonderful, welcome. Yeah.
And how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling really good, so much better. The doctor says I just need to avoid, you know, any strenuous exercise or giant surprises from global superstars. But other
well,
than that,
I'm so glad to hear that because, you know, one of the things, you know, I believe in self-care.
Oh, I know.
You should take time to sit down and relax and maybe watch a movie, The Color Purple opening.
Wow.
Christmas Day advance sales are available now
wow,
at a theater
okay.
near
That's
you.
I'm tickets? Definitely going to see it, but just for the record, you are definitely here to promote The Color Purple.
Oh, no, because The Color Purple, Stephen, promotes itself. It does. It promotes itself. Because it's a bold new take on a beloved classic, you know that, and which is why I brought you a Get Well present.
Oh, thank you so much. Is this it right? Thank you so much.
Yes.
What is that? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go ahead and say this is probably a ticket to The Color Purple. You got me a ticket to The Color Purple.
No, I did not get you a ticket to The Color Purple. I got everybody here!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You get a ticket! And you get a ticket! And you get a ticket! Everybody gets a ticket to The Color Purple!
Yes!
Oprah Winfrey, everybody!
Yes!
The Color Purple in theaters this Christmas!
Christmas Day!
We have got a great show for you tonight!
Greta Gerwig is here!
Oprah Winfrey, everybody! There you go!
Coming up, Greta Gerwig.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Folks, my first guest tonight is an actress and Oscar-nominated writer and director who made a tiny little movie you may have heard of. It's called Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Oh, hi, Alan.
There are no multiples of Alan. He's just Alan.
Yeah, I'm confused about that.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Greta Gerwig. Hi, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
It has been too long since we spoke. The last time we were talking together was after Lady Bird.
That's right.
Which, you know, I'm deeply moved by and absolutely love that film.
Thank
love your directing
you.
Of it and Little Women. And,
thank you.
And since the last time we were together...
Thank you.
Since the last year here in 2017, 5 Oscar noms for your solo directorial debut, Lady Bird. Followed by 2019's Little Women, another 6 Oscar noms for that. You gave birth to 2 children, and then this past summer, shattered box office records with Barbie, all before turning 40 in August. So the question is... why so lazy, Greta Gerwig?
I guess I just really went for everything. I just was like, I
you hit the gas.
Yes.
And was that a plan? Like, I'm gonna at 35, I'm just gonna hit the gas. Give me the ball, coach. Let me run. Like, what?
I don't know that it was like, 35 was the time. But I think there was something where I love directing so much. And when I got to do it, I thought, I'm going to keep doing this until they tell me not to do it anymore. So I'm going to do it as much as I can. And then I really love babies.
It's a great combination.
Yes,
go with what you know. That's fantastic.
Yes, they're also so wonderful.
Now, early in the run that I just described, I had the the honor to present to you this award at the National Board of Review for your directing and writing of Lady Bird right there. There we are together. And what I love is this. So there's me and there's you, and it's glass. You can't see it, but you have the National Board of Review. It's so clear, you can't see
it. And I
have
to say, you gave the most beautiful speech. You saw deeply into the movie. I was crying the whole time. It was so emotional and wonderful.
Well, I think your movie saw deeply into me. That's why. Is that I love the idea of that attention and love being the same thing, that another vocabulary that you gave all of us and a way to talk about love and really paying attention to other people, because love can be a four-letter word that scares us, but attention is something that we all must pay. Mm-hmm. And I was very grateful for the message of that movie.
Thank you.
But after this moment, what people don't see...
Thank you.
What people don't see is that right after this camera was...
I know.
This photo, tell the people what happened.
I dropped that award in it, and it shattered into a million pieces.
Yes, and it was like a stunt award that was meant to shatter.
No, it was the most. It slipped out of my fingers and out of the corner of my eye. I saw Steven Spielberg go no, and I was like ah, and all the people who gave me that beautiful award looked at me like. Never again.
Well, award ceremonies are sort of nerve-wracking to begin with, whether you're receiving or giving. And you recently gave an award to Meryl Streep
at
the Academy, an icon award.
Yes.
How did that go? That must be a lot of, you know, boy, Meryl Streep.
It was Meryl Streep. No, it was very terrifying. I have to say that at that very beautiful ceremony, the first person to speak was Oprah. Also, she was there, and she she was amazing, obviously.
Yeah.
Also, I can't believe she said my name tonight. That was exciting for me. But she gave this beautiful, funny, wonderful, emotional speech. Didn't look at notes once. Just so effortless.
Don't you hate them when they can do that?
I'm all effort. All of my speeches are... effortful and read out like I'm giving a book report. It's terrible. So and I think
so. How to go with Meryl?
I gave my book report on Meryl Streep. I was not loose or funny. I packed every adjective I could into this speech. But I love her so much, and I just wanted to communicate that. But I find speeches hard. Speeches are difficult.
They are. They're very, very difficult.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not. I think people assume that I'll be good at it because I write and I sometimes perform, but I'm terrible at it. So that's. Don't ask.
I mean, that's actually kind of makes me feel good because you're a great performer, you're a great director, and a great writer. And if there's something you're not good at, I feel better.
Oh, you know, I have that same thing. It's something similar with Margot Robbie, who's obviously the star of Barbie, and she's so wonderful at everything she does. And you can do anything. You can literally tell her to cry out of one eye, and she can. I mean, she's that kind of a person, and she's just astonishingly beautiful. And my favorite thing about her is that she is pretty, can't sing that well. And I made her.
Wow.
I made her belt out in Barbie. Indigo Girls Closer to Fine,
sure.
And she was like, no, don't make me do it. And I was like, I love this. I love it so much. I want it to be loud. And then in the sound mix, I was like, really make her out of pitch.
Now, this is big news that just came over the transom here. You have just been named Cannes Jury President 2024.
Yes.
You are the first American woman director appointed president of the Cannes International Jury. First of all, it's got to be a big deal for a movie maker, a movie lover like you to be the president of the jury.
It's so the most exciting thing.
What do you get to do? What do you have to do? What do you like? Do you get a badge?
I hope they give you like a scepter, but but I don't know. But you get to watch like three or four movies a day, which is like all I want to do
in
Cannes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and they're French.
Yeah.
And it's going to be...
Very.
Very.
You're so surprised how French people
are
French.
It's going to be... I can't wait. And it's like the pinnacle of movies and cinema. And to be able to do this is extraordinary.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Greta Gerwig, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Podshow listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
You co-wrote this film with your partner, Noah Baumbach, and I just learned earlier today that you accepted to write and direct this film from Margot, who is the producer,
yes,
without telling him that you're like, hey, we're going to write a movie together. I promised Margot we would, and you didn't ask him first.
Yes.
How did that go over?
Well, we found the text. I sort of, like, vaguely mentioned it, and he sort of was like, I'm not doing that. And then,
hey, honey, I gotta go get some milk. Do you wanna write a Barbie movie? And he's like, I don't think so. Okay. And then you came back later and went, there's the contract.
Yes. It was announced, like, it was like the Hollywood Reporter or something, and it said Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach set to write the Barbie movie. And
wait, that's how he found
out? Yeah, and we found the text. He texted me a link to the article and with just a question mark. And then I said, like, oh, whoops. he had a wonderful time.
It worked out.
Yes, he did.
It all worked out.
It worked out.
It worked out. Yeah, incredible cast here. Besides America Ferrera, you've got Margot Robbie. You've got Ryan Gosling as the Canacious Ken in there. I'm just curious. I also understand that every draft you wrote of this, he was Ken.
Yes, he was Ken.
You always knew he was Ken.
Yeah.
When did he know he was Ken?
He knew he was Ken later. But I think it was partly because we knew we were writing for Margot that we decided to cast in our minds Ryan Gosling. But we didn't know him at all. So we had to.
So just you watching his work, you went, yeah, that's our Ken.
Yes, yes. No, he's an amazing genius actor, dramatic actor, everything. But I always knew he was extremely funny. I mean, he is extremely funny in lots of movies, but also his SNL appearances. Mm-hmm. He's like one of the great all-time SNL hosts. So I said, I've written this for you. And he eventually agreed with me.
And boy, can he rock a fur.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Yes.
I understand this fur was some his idea.
Oh, well, yes, we both, we share a very deep love of Sly Stallone, and he wore wonderful coats, and
especially in the 80s.
We're texting back and forth pictures, and so we decided Ken should have this faux mink, and then there's a big musical number in the film, I'm Just Ken, and he starts out like, I'm just Ken, and then he ends like, I'm just Ken, you know?
Yeah.
But better. And it sort of becomes this musical dream ballet.
Sure.
But one of the ideas that Ryan had was that that he would have a dance duet with his mink, and that the mink would be fighting him and then love him and then fight him again, eventually defeat him, and that he would be birthed anew out of the mink. And somewhere there is a rehearsal footage of this.
Really?
But I do. It's
DVD a, extras.
No, not. It's the vault. But the thing is, even though it didn't end up being in the movie, it was that kind of openness and everybody bringing such brilliant, wild ideas that allowed it to happen in its form. We had a fun week exploring what it would be if he did his mink ballet.
Well, Greta, thank you so much for being here. It's lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
Barbie is available for purchase and streaming on Max starting tomorrow. It's Greta Gerwig, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.